Well, hello, Familia. I'm sorry, I did it normal that way again.
That's all right, it's the last time for me.
So, this is my last time recording here in Bishop Progreso.
I wouldn't say that.
We got the calls.
I'm getting a little confident, because what if you get called back here?
I'm not coming back here. But, yeah, so I'm leaving. I'm going up to Florencia Varela. I gotta go head down to the Visha and get robbed and stuff. Nah, just kidding. But it's going to be sweet.
It's like the safest place in the entire mission.
In the entire mission, it's super safe. Nothing ever happens there. And Elder Nance just decided that he wanted to completely change the entire kitchen.
Yeah.
Because he just like goes into crazy modes where he just wants to change everything. But it's okay.
You're leaving anyway.
I am totally leaving.
Yeah. You don't have to see this place again.
You, now the tape doesn't even stick.
I would have more tape if somebody used all my tape.
Oh yeah, I was gonna buy you more, huh?
Was, keyword.
Fetch. Sorry, man. Well, your problem.
Well, your problem.
I already hate this.
Why do you hate it?
Because, like, that now that wall is just, like, awkwardly just small. And you just, like, can't do anything with it.
I can't kick the soccer ball against that wall.
You know what? You're very right. You actually have a point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to write in my little thing?
No, the attitude you've had tonight. You're grounded.
Oh, Nance, I'm sorry. This just looks...
I don't know why it bothers you. One day your wife is going to rearrange the entire house.
Yeah, and I'll be fine with it because she's my wife.
Something's going to be somewhere different. You're just going to have to
listen.
Get used to it.
Listen.
You're leaving. You're
but
leaving.
In that moment, that would be my wife. That's a different story.
The point is, brother. You're leaving.
No, so, it was a good week, man. We had the baptism of Brian, which was sweet. His friend baptized him, and then he asked me to do the confirmation today. So then I confirmed him, which was super cool. I'm super excited. Let's see, what else, man? No, really, like, things are just going super well for me. I'm really enjoying. It was cool today, so, like, I don't know, the whole time I've been here, I've just kind of really struggled, just, like, not feeling like the ward really cares that I'm here, like, they don't feel like, I don't know, like I'm working hard, or I don't know what, but I think it's mostly just myself. Like, I don't think they really actually feel like that, but it's just that's what I, like, make myself think in my head. And so, yeah, I've been, like, just kind of really struggling with that the whole time I've been here. And so, so then, like, this week was a good week. Because, like, we were able to just, like, work hard. We found a couple new investigators, which I'm excited because they're going to be awesome. And Elder Nance is going to go and teach them and baptize them. And, yeah, I've got some work going. But Elder, what was I going to say? So, this week was kind of a crazy week, too. So, we had our district meeting on Tuesday, and then we went Tuesday normal. And then Wednesday morning, we did an intercambio with Ensenada, with Elder Champion. Which other champion's going to be my new zone leader, which is cool because I'm super happy. He's my district leader right now, and we're both going over to Florencio Varela. But he'll be leading as his zone leader, so that's going to be cool. But whatever. So then we went to Ensenada to do an intercambio, and then when we were in Ensenada, they told us that there was going to be like something called a paro general, and that's just like where pretty much the entire country just shut down for a day. Like, just nobody worked. And so we were like, fetch. So we were on the intercambio, and, like, we couldn't get back. So we couldn't get back to La Plata to finish the intercambio, so we had to do it for, like, 2 days. So Wednesday, we do the intercambio for the whole day, which was super cool. We went up to Ensenada and up to, like, Punta Lara, and it's like where the ocean is, and there's like a couple little like little towns, like little neighborhoods up there. And we went past and found a couple investigators or some old members of the church that aren't going to church. So some less actives, we went and visited them, and it was super cool. We went with a really awesome member. Then we went over to, then went back to the bench. Like, we finished the night. And then in the night, we were just like, all right, well, we'll just, like, see if we can switch back tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see what happens. So then we go, and then the next morning we wake up, and we get a call from the zone leaders, and they're like, hey, so today you guys can't leave the bench except for to go to lunch and to go to a cita. But, like, other than that, you guys can't leave. So we're like, oh, crap. So then we couldn't finish the cita, and we were just stuck in the pension all day long. It was just a super long day, like, super, super long. But whatever. I just can't sit still for, like, more than, like, an hour, and then I just go crazy. But luckily I was in Ensenada, and in Ensenada they have a guitar. And so I, like, kind of played it a little bit. Given I don't play guitar worth crap, but I'm trying. I'm trying to learn a little bit. But yeah, so that was fun. Like, it was just kind of a long day. But then we finished the intercambio on Friday morning. Then Friday we did our weekly planning. And then after that we went past some investigators. We found some new ones. We found a friend of one of the less actives. We found him and we were teaching him, which was a good lesson. He, like, grew up on the streets and, like didn't have a good education. Like, he never really went to church. And so, like, now we're just, like, trying to help him out. And then, let's see, Saturday yesterday we were trying to work with some investigators to try to get them to the Capilla Abierta. It's like an open, like, the church open house. And so we were trying to get people to come to that, because that's what we had. We had an activity yesterday for that. And so that was a fun activity. We had a bunch of, like, non-members come. And so it was cool. We were able to talk to them and all that. It was also cool because then afterwards we had the baptism of Brian, which was sweet. His whole family, like his cousins and everything, came. And it turned out being a really good experience. We didn't flood the church, and the baptismal font actually filled up all the way, so that was a good experience. We didn't have any more problems. But no, it was good. And then today we went to church. Well, in the morning we went out to go pass by some investigators, because we have church in the afternoon now. And we went to go pass by him, and on the street we met this guy named Eric. And we were just walking, and, like, there's usually nobody in the morning. And, like, today it was rainy, so, like, in the morning on Sunday when it's raining, like, literally nobody is outside. It's, like, the worst time to go do missionary work, because, like, literally nobody, everybody's asleep in their house, like, drinking their mate, just, like, all cuddled up because it's cold and rainy. And so, so we go out to go past this investigator, and this guy, we're walking, this guy, like, he's like, hey, Elders, like, come over here. And we're like, what? Okay, all right. So I turn around, I start talking to him, and I was kind of, like, a little bit, like, what is this guy doing? But he comes, and he's like, hey, does it say somewhere in the scripture, like, I don't know, today I had, like, a really, really special experience. I just, like, went to, like, a bunch of places, and I just, like, talked with a bunch of friends, and they just told me that I was important to them, and that, like, that they really wanted to see how I was doing, and, like, they were just really sincere. And he's like, and it was just a really awesome feeling. Like, I haven't felt like that in forever. And, like, and then, like, you guys just passed by. Like, does it say anything in the Bible about that? Like, of people, like, telling you that you're important or something? And I was, like, super confused, because I was like, what? Like, people telling you're important in the Bible? I don't have any idea what this guy's talking about. And then, like, I was like, yeah, well, in the Book of Mormon, and then I was like, go and I like start explaining the Book of Mormon a little bit. He's like, no, I know. My dad's was Mormon, but he like abandoned us when we were kids with my mom, and like all this stuff. And he just goes on about how like he had a rough life, like all these things happened, and so we started talking. And we're like, hey, like we have a sitter right now, but like we'll come back in like 30 minutes and we'll chat a little bit. He's like, okay, yeah, that'd be awesome. And he's like, I think he was like a little bit tipsy. Like, I think he had been drinking a little bit, and so he was a little off. But we're like, whatever, so we'll just go over. So we go past to his house and we start talking to him, and apparently he lives there with his kid. He just recently separated with like his girlfriend or whatever that they had the kid. And so we just started talking, and just turns out like he just had a lot of things happen in his life. He hasn't really been like a real believer in God, but like he knows that God exists, that like he loves us, but he doesn't think that it's like in the churches. And so we went and we kept talking with him. And no, it was a good experience. We just shared our testimony. We gave him the Book of Mormon. We shared a little bit about Joseph Smith and the Restoration. And no, it was just a cool experience. I was just like, wow, look at that. Like, that's what happens when, even though it's Sunday morning and it's rainy and cold, and you go out and just do missionary work, you just find people to teach. But yeah, and then we went to church, and church was good. I was able to confirm Brian as a member of the church, and then I gave my testimony for the last time in the ward. And then, it was just good. I'm kind of tired right now, and I still have to, like, pack all my stuff up, but whatever. I'm excited. I'm ready to like get to know a new area and all that. I hope that it's a good area. I hope we get some good success. But yeah. What was I gonna say? Crap, I just remembered I left my baptism pants in the church. Crap, I'll have to have Eleanor and send those up. But yeah, so I guess I'll show you guys the scripture then. So this week I've been reading in Alma, and I am currently in Alma 42 is what I read today. I want to read something else. I'm tired. Alright, so this is a sweet chapter. So it's Alma 42. And so Elder Cosa, in General Conference, he talked about this, about the like the four things that like the missionaries need to teach and the people need to feel so that they can become converted to the gospel. And one of the things that he said was the repentance. And he said that he read Alma 42 with the missionaries, and they explained like repentance to him. And it's just kind of a cool scripture. So we actually shared it with an investigator, and it was really awesome. But I want to read Alma 42:27, and it says, "Por tanto, oh hijo mío, el que quiera venir puede venir a beber libremente de las aguas de la vida, y quien no quiera venir no está obligado a venir, pero en el postrer día le será restaurado según sus hechos." And I like that scripture because it's like everybody that wants to come can come and can participate of the blessings of the gospel if they want it, but that's their decision. That's the decision of everybody. And he's like, and those that don't want to come, they don't have to come, because that's their decision. But just know that, like, everything that you do, all of your acts will be restored to you when you're resurrected in the last day. And so it's like, if we're doing good things, we're going to have good things given to us. If we're doing bad things, we're not going to have good things given to us. And so it's like, so yeah, I just like the scripture because really, as missionaries, we're here like preaching repentance, right? Like we're trying to get people to repent and become more like Jesus Christ. And while doing so, we become more like Jesus Christ. And it's like all the members of the church, that's what one of our goals is, to try to become more like Jesus Christ. And so we need to always just like be repenting and trying to get ourselves to the point that we need to be at, so that we can receive all the blessings of the gospel, of everything, right? But yeah, I know this church is true. I know that the Book of Mormon has power. I know that there's a power to the Book of Mormon that we can't explain, but that it's by reading the book, it gives us the power to withstand temptation and become true disciples of Christ, people that are able to overcome any trial that comes our way. I know that this work is His work, and that really we have a prophet that guides us in these days, and that through Him we can receive revelation from our Heavenly Father. And I know that also Jesus Christ is the head of this church, that He is the one that guides and directs it. I know that if we try our best to teach other people about what we have, we'll be blessed. And yeah, I guess this is the scripture I wanted to share, and I share in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great, great week. Wish me luck in this new area. We're doing a whitewash. My comp is Elder Wahlberg. He is the son of Elder Tolman. So Elder Tolman, we were together in Tolosa. So that's going to be super cool. He's apparently a stud. But yeah, Elder Nancy, you have anything else to say? Why would you just rip the whole thing? Everything is going to fall off now.
Goodbye so soon.
Elder Nancy.
For your dreams to be, you always stay small. That was my song.
Everything is gonna fall.
Come on, look. I already tested it.
Alright, man, you know, I'm glad you're the one that gets to deal with it, not me.
I kind of see it.
But only kind of, right?
I'll take a picture of it, I promise.
You better send it to me.
I will. Every week.
But yeah, Elder Nance, anything you want to say?
Drugs are bad for you.
Okay, that was obvious.
Not for everybody. Sometimes people struggle with that one, man.
Well, I don't really know if anybody does struggle. Can I shoot a dart into your butt?
Oh, whiskey? Whiskey is also bad for you. Who knew, right?
Right. You're right.
Don't let your son make syrup. That one we learned the hard way.
Real funny, Elder Nance.
That was actually a little bit funny.
It was, like, on a scale from 1 to funny, it was about a 0.
Am I allowed to be on the negatives?
Okay, well. I'm thinking that's all, folks. But I love you guys tons. I hope you have a great week.
I wasn't done talking to
you. Elder Nance isn't done talking, but I don't really care. I'm just kidding, but yeah, so we're just going to keep doing the work, and yeah, after the mission, me and Elder Nance are going to go, like, do something fun, right? Probably. We're going to go do something fun. We'll figure it out later. We've got a lot of time before then.
I don't really know at this point. Like, we have so many rules, like, you can't really tell.
Right. You know, it's fine. Don't even worry about it. But yeah, I love you guys. Have a great week.
Well, I'll snowboard, but you'll
and I will talk to you more next week. Love you guys.